We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Yud. V'al kein oz b'yom kippur mispalalim chomesh tefilos. And based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand why on Yom Kippur we daven five tefilos. It's the only day of the year that we daven five tefilos. That extra tefillah of Ne'ilah. Ki tefila b'chinas malchus, b'chinas levona, b'chinas torah shebal peh k'yadua. Because we know that tefila is associated with malchus. Dovid HaMelech said, va'ani tefila, I am tefila. And malchus is associated with the levona, the moon. It has no light of its own. Just like malchus has no light of its own. Ein melech b'lo'am. It's other people that appoint the melech to be a melech. It's not something from within him. Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And we know that the Torah Shebal Peh is also referred to as Malchus. It's called, because again, the Torah Shebal Peh receives from the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh are compared to male and female. V'alkein b'yom kippur, she'oz nishlam tikun pegima salavona, and therefore, on Yom Kippur, when we're finishing the process of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we're completing the tikkun of the defectiveness of the moon, ki nichlol in chamo ulavona, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, yachad, because as we learned earlier, on Rosh Hashanah, the sun and the moon come together. It's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And we spoke about Tshuva related to that, and we said that as powerful as Rosh Hashanah is, it works for the tzaddikim and lahavdil the rishonim. For the beinanim, they need the full 10 days. Yom Kippur is their Rosh Hashanah. You know, for them, you know, it finishes on Yom Kippur. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, because that's when this tikkun of Pegimus Salvon is completed, Al Kain, Oz hatfila betachlis hashlemus. That's why the tefillah on Yom Kippur is at its highest. You know, it's the most complete. Shemispalalim chomesh tefillos keneged chamisha chumshei Torah, and that's why we're davening five tefillos corresponding to the five basic books of the Torah. Ki hatfila bechinas Torah shebal peh nichleles bechol hachamisha chumshei Torah, because tefillah, which is malchus, which we said corresponds to Torah shebal peh, which is malchus. Therefore, it merges into the five tefillos connect with the five books of the Torah. They're nichlal b'shlemus. Shezeo b'chinas aseres hadibrois shehoyu ksuvim aluchay soeven. And this is also the concept of the Ten Commandments, which were inscribed on stone tablets. Shehem chomesh keneged chomesh. There were five and five. Kemoy shomra zal, as the Gemara says. Bechinas chamisha chumshei Torah v'chamisha tefilos shel Yom Kippur shenichlolim yachad. And we know Yom Kippur was the one day of the year that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodoshim. He went to that place where the Luchos were. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that on Yom Kippur is when the sun and the moon, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, merge together and reach a shleimus. That's why the shleimus of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh is the five books of the Torah and the five tefillos. Shenechlolim yachat, which come together, sheze ikar hatikun shenishlam b'yom kippur. This is the main tikkun that's completed on Yom Kippur. This yichud of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, sun and the moon. V'alkein nekreis hatfilo hachamishis shemoisif miyom kippur ne'ila. Now you'll understand also why that additional tefillah, the fifth tefillah which we add on Yom Kippur, is called ne'ila. K'ayideze noyalin u'mechabrim v'koilalin yachad Torah Shebichsav v'Torah Shebal Peh shem b'chinas chamo levona. Ne'ila means to lock up, because it's on Yom Kippur that we lock it up completely. We bind together, we attach and merge together and lock up the sun and the moon, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, through Shleimus HaTshuva, by completing the Tshuva process, you know, which went from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. ועל כן אומרים עוז, השם הוא אלוקים, שבע פעמים, ושמה וברוך שם כבוד מלכות סוד עולם ועד. And this is also why one of the highlights of Ne'ilah is, at the end of Ne'ilah, the Chazan screams out, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elkein Hashem Echod, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi. And then he says the words, Hashem Hu Hu Elikim, seven times. Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elikim, ze bechinas yichud tor, shebechsav ator shebal peh, bechinas cham ulevona, ki yadua. Because we know that this cry, that Hashem and Elikim are one, that corresponds to the sun and the moon, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. Bechinas, as we know, there's a pasuk that says, Ki Shemesh Umogein Hashem Elikim, that Hashem is our sun and our protector. So we see that Yud Kei Vav Kei is the sun, Elokim represents the moon, or the Torah Shebal Peh. Elokim is sometimes referred to as Gvura, sometimes referred to as Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Dalet, in the first half of Likut Imran, quotes the pasuk Velokim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way, way back. So we see the name Elokim is Malchus, Torah Shebal Peh, Tefillah. All of those go together. And again, on Yom Kippur, we're announcing that on this day, both are being united to perfection, the sun and the moon, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. וזהו גם כן בחינס שמה וברוך שם כבוד מלכות עולם ועד כידוע. And that's also the concept of שמה and ברוך שם. That's also the sun and the moon. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it ייחוד אילו and ייחוד תתו. And again, ברוך שם כבוד מלכות. Look what we're talking about there. That second sentence is the מלכות. The first sentence is the Torah שבכתב, the sun. And this is why the one day a year that we're allowed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus out loud is on Yom Kippur. Ki b'chol ashono shadayin loy nestakin b'shleimus p'kama monos chachomim al kein tzrichin loymar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus olam v'ed b'lachash shlo yizgoru banu acholkim kemo yishom razal. Throughout the rest of the year, when we haven't been zeichet to perfect the emunas chachomim, that's why we have to be careful to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam quietly, so that the enemies, the cholkim, shouldn't attack us, like the Gemara says. Keep the sitrachra shouldn't rise up, you know, and challenge us. Ki Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, shubachinas Torah Shebal Peh kiyodua, shehu chidushei Torah, shel hatamid chachomim hoamitim, Shemechabrim Sforim Harbe Tzrichin Loimaraz Balachash. Because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, which corresponds to Torah Shebal Peh, which represents the ideas of the Chachomim, of the rabbis, who are zeichet to author Sforim, many Sforim, that has to be said in silence, quietly. Ki Tzrichim Lahalim ולהסתיר ולחסויס כמה וכמה חידושי תוירו שלוי לגלויסם בבחינס כל רום כי הם בסויד בלחש. Because we are required to hide and cover up many חידושי תוירו, not to reveal them publicly, not to scream out, but rather secretly, quietly. וכמו שאמר עד מורזל, like רבן הזל said, שיש כמה דבורים שהם עתו סויד, ויהיה יום מוזמנים שלא יהיה סויד. Rabbeinu Zal said in Chaim Aran that there are certain things which today must be kept secret, and there's going to come a time when it's not going to be secret. ועל כן יש כמה ספורים קדושים שהיו גנוזים כמה שונים, ואחר כך ברבויס היומים נסגלו. And this is why there are many holy ספורים which had to remain hidden for a certain number of years, and then after a certain long period of time went by, they were revealed. Kamoi Sifrei HaZohar HaKadosh, like the Zohar HaKadosh, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal writes in the Zohar HaKadosh that we're completing this Sefer now, and it's being put away until sometime in the future when the right time will come for it to be revealed and taken further. And that's what happened. There were hundreds of years that passed from when they completed writing the Zohar HaKadosh to when somebody discovered it and brought it to the Rabbonim at that time to check it out, you know, to see, is this what it seems to be? And all the true Chachamim looked at it and saw clearly exactly what this was. And they realized that, again, that just as Rabbi Shimon ben Chaizal had written, that it was not supposed to be revealed at his, you know, in his life fully yet. It was only when the right time would come that it would be discovered and go public to a degree. And then the Kisvei HaArizal, the same thing is with the writings of the Arizal. It's incredible. His closest student was Reb Chaim Vitalzal. Reb Chaim Vitalzal wrote everything down and put it in an attic. And it wasn't until his son came along, Reb Shmuel Vitalzal, who writes that Hashem obviously gave me the zechus to have the time and the ability to take the thousands of pages of his father's writings and go over it and organize it into a systematic limud of the writings of the Arizal, you know, the whole, the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Shemoneh Shorim, all the fabulous forum, you know, that are part of that set. V'chein yesh kamo sforim kedoshim shegnuzim adayin. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, there are many holy sforim that are hidden still today. U'bayomim haboim yizgalu. And in the future, they will be discovered. They'll be revealed. V'afilu hasforim shemegalim achshov tzrichim legaloisam ma'at ma'at. And even those sforim that are being revealed today, we have to be very careful to do it a little bit at a time. V'gam tzrichim kama dvorim lekosvam beremez. And there are many things that are not allowed to be spelled out clearly. They have to be written beremez, in hints. Hakol machmas hacholkim v'haleitzim shelezgar yoser. All of this so that the sitrachra shouldn't rise up with an explosion and make fun and all kinds of things. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas soid amiras boruch shem kod mochus onoved b'lachash b'chol hashana kula. And this is all corresponding to the concept that 364 days a year we say boruch shem kod mochus quietly. Avol b'yom kippur, there's one day a year, Yom Kippur, she'oz nichnas ha'kohen gadol lifnai v'lifnim le'evin shesia. That's the one day that one of the holiest Jews, the Kohen Gadol, is zocheh to go into the holiest place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'oz nishlam b'chinas tikun emunas chachamim al yidei ribuy hasforim kanal. That's when we're zocheh to reach a level of shleimus, of completion of emunas chachamim, which we said comes about through many, many sforim of these chachamim being written and revealed. Al kein oz oimrim boruch shem kodem chazon ved b'koil rom. Once the emunas chachamim has reached its tikkun b'shleimus, then we're allowed to say boruch shem kodem chazon out loud. Ki kishi yizgale ho emes, because when the truth will be revealed, v'yedu v'yaminu hakoil, Bikdushas Neflois Chidushi Hasforim Agdoshim, and everybody, all Jews, will believe in and respect the holiness, the great wondrousness of the Sforim Agdoshim, the true holy Sforim. Bevadai Oz Loinitzarech Lahalimam Molastiram Bebchinas Soid Velachash. Then we won't have to hide anymore. We won't have to keep it hidden and quietly. Ki Oz Loyes Soid. Then it won't be a secret anymore. The secret will be out of the box. Ubechol Yom Kippur Nimshach Bechina Zois Al Yidei Tikkun HaTshuva Shel Yisrael. And each and every single year on Yom Kippur, this Tikkun of Emunas Chachamim is completed to a certain level through the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Al Kein Oimrim Oz Baruch Shem Kod Musa Lavoy B'Kol Ram. That's what enables us to be allowed to say the Baruch Shem out loud. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosav shom al le'enei ho'amim. And this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran about the soyd ho'ibur, that this is a secret that the Jews possess, and at some point in time, it'll be le'enei ho'amim. All the nations will see that this secret is ours. Shehasoyd nishar etzleinu. Rabbi Nazal says over there, the secret remains with us. Rak shemegalin, we just show the goyim what we need to show them, sheyovinu shehasoid etzleinu, that they should know that we have it. We've got the goods. We've got the secret. And that's tied into this concept where we say Baruch Shem Kod Melucho Solovet all year, but we say it silently. Aval b'Yom Kippur oimrim b'koil rom. Yom Kippur, we say it out loud. Ki oz nimshach b'chinas tikkun pegimas salavona. Because on Yom Kippur is when we achieve a major tikkun of the defectiveness of the moon. B'chinas hisgalus soid ho'ibur sheyisgal el osid. That's when we get a taste of the revelation of the soid ho'ibur, like it's going to be in the future. Al kein oimrim oz Baruch Shem Kod Melucho Solovet b'koil rom. That's why we say it out loud. V'alkein mahadrin kol Yisrael lekadeshes halavona b'moitzoyim kippur. Now you'll understand the famous custom that usually we try to do Kiddush Levona right away, the first moment you're allowed to. And on this most important month, Tishrei, tshuva, everything, you'd feel we want to get it in right away. We want to get another mitzvah on our record. We want to do it before Yom Kippur, so we have this major zchus on our record, and we don't. We wait till Moitzoy Yom Kippur. That's when we do Kiddush Levona. Ki oz iker tikkun pegimas halavona kanal. Because it's on Yom Kippur that we achieve the iker tikkun of the pegimas halavona. V'alkein achar Yom Kippur oisim sukkos. And this is also why following Yom Kippur we have the holiday of sukkos. Shehu bechinas tikkun shleimus ho'etzo. That's when we get to the Madrega of being 100% in knowing what to do, being zeichet to shleimus soetzo, sheze bechinas sukkah. That's what the sukkah represents. Bechinas, as we say in our tefillah, ufrois oleinu sukkah shleimecha, v'sakneinu b'yetzo toiv v'milfonecha. Those two go together. V'yachakach oisin simchas Torah, and after Sukkos we have simchas Torah, k'aydeze nase simcha, because Rabbi Nizal writes in Likut Imran in Torah Samach Aleph, which this is all based on, that when a person is zochet to shleimus ha'etza, that's when they have what to celebrate, that's when they have what to be happy about. Bechinas oir tzadikim yismach, the light of tzadikim brings joy. When a person is zochet to tikkun emunas chachamim b'shleimus, that's when there's zecha to real simcha. Shenimshach al yidei shenichlolin kol hoavonim be'even echod. Rabbi Nizal shows there that what makes that happen is when all the stones that represent the different shvotim of Klal Yisrael, when they all merge together as one. Shehu bechinas kibbutz uklolius hanafoshois. That's the concept of the gathering together and merging together of all the Jewish souls. V'zeh shemizkaptzin et el tzaddik b'Rosh Hashanah. This is why all the Yidden come to the tzaddik Rosh Hashanah, because that's the day that kicks off this whole tshuva process, which is going to lead to Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Samach Aleph, which this halach is based on. Shekol zeh hu b'china achas. Rav Nosson Zal did an incredible job in these past couple of pages of taking a chapter on Likut Imran that's huge and that seems to be disconnected. One gigantic paragraph talking about one topic. Paragraph 2 talking about a seemingly completely different topic. Paragraph 3 another different topic. And Rav Nosson Zal weaved a beautiful connection here in all of these topics. The Emunas Chachamim, the sun and the moon, Torah Shabbosah, Torah Shabbal Peh, Tshuva, Simcha, all of these things, he really clarified the different topics that Rabbi Nizal mentioned there. He clarified them and connected them perfectly. If a person will go back and look at the Torah and Likut Imran now with this Likutei Halachos, it's incredible.